the completion of the din of the course of the Yom Tovah. Should I ask the following question? When it comes to Yom Kippur, in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says that really we should be saying Hallel on Rosh Yom Kippur. Right? Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel? Because Sifrei Mesim, Sifrei Chaim, Sukhum of Necha, Mananam Hallel. In other words, Me'ikar Geder Ayoim of Rosh Yom Kippur, say Yom Tif, say Hallel. Malchus, Shachtas Hallel. There's Baruch Hu's Merchel Seleach, Shachtas Hallel. There are a lot of reasons why you can say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Kibbutz Halikim, Yirshu Hashem V'Motzei. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are days, the Gemara says, it would not be a stira to say Hallel. It's just that Sifrei Chaim B'Sifrei Meis, M'suchim L'Venecha. How can a person be a emotionally authentic? How can he have? How can he at the same time as he knows that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is being done, and there's a certain precariousness, and that has a certain pachad. So how can a person have pachad and have be in the same frame of mind at the same time? So the verse says it's not. Either it's not appropriate or it's not doable for the average person. So Shana Rava, what happened to Shana Rava? Shana Rava, we're going to say Hallel tomorrow, right? And everything, wish each other a Pisgah Tova, right? So we, Klal Yisrael has accepted the Mahalach of the Nister, that there is another din going on tomorrow. So if there's another din going on, so why is it Shana to say Hallel? So what happened? How do we keep the two... So I don't know exactly where this mahalach is, but the mahalach that's usually presented is that the din of a Shana Rava is a different kind of a din. We reach a higher madrega, Hezra Dover. That during the hakafas, so what is the tefillah that we say? Right? We don't say an Hashem Aloch or Guf Aloch. We don't say Vidui, no Vidui tomorrow. Right. There's no kiviyem azei chaper lechem mikol chatisechem. There's no Hashem Melech Hashem Moloch. Maybe that some of this chayes we have. But we have Hishana, and the Hishana is lemancha lekeinu. Hishancha lemancha bareinu. Most of the Hishanas are in order to give either greater kovod to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, leman amitoch, leman brisoch, leman geloch, or Hishana because we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash back, Yavin Shtiyah, Beis HaBchira. Or it speaks about a certain quality of Klal Yisrael. But most of the Hishanas are because we want the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be more Mugula, and we want the qualities of Klal Yisrael that Kadosh Baruch Hu invests himself into those qualities. We want those to be more revealed and more aware of them. So that's a higher madrega of a bakasha. Right? In Rosh Hashanah, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner and many in his going is derech to say that the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is primarily asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be megal his malchus. So that's the and our tefillah is threaded through that bakasha kadosh baruch hu megal his malchus. Right? We discussed that several times. Whether it's in that tzchus kadosh baruch hu give us a bracha. But there's a higher madrega of tefillah, which is very hard for a person to reach to, and that is to ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be megal himself for his sake. That'll be that the Shechina is the Shechina is begolus. So again, we point out that one of the ways that you can sort of take a shortcut to that high madrega is through Chaim Voloshiner. It's good for me also if Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that I want his malchus to be more megula, and it'll bring greater bracha to me. But in a purist, the person to get to the madrega where he wants the bakashas that he asks for are all that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be more megula. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be seen as the Borealim. He should be seen as the Goyal. He should be seen as the one who's Dairish Klal Yisrael. Leman Amitach, the people should see the veracity of the Nevuas. Leman Brisach, the people should see there's a real bris going on. Leman Godloch. So, when a person gets to that Madrega, that a person is being mispalel that we want to be baruch to become more magula, then there's no stira between that bakasha and halal. As long as I'm focused on what's happening to me, so then it's such a sobering idea that it's hard to be besimcha at the same time. Again, it's a madrega. The mokim. Rina Shamte Yira. But for most of us, so the Gemara says, Chazal could not be Misakin. There could be Yechidei Skula who could say Halon Yom Kippur. But Tfilas for the rank and file with Hamoinam. So Hamoinam can't be, their minds can't be in two places in a genuine way. Comes Hashanah Rabbah, and there, the Nusach HaTfilah is that we try to get to a Madrega where we're really focused on the Kadosh Baruch Hu's becoming more Magula. So it's not Sefer Chaim, Sefer Yom Shubus HaNecha. That's not what's on our minds. What's on our minds is we are Mishabech the Rebbeinu Shalom. We give Halach Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're being Mispalel from the coming out of that Halal, that we shouldn't be the only ones who see the Hallel. We shouldn't be the only ones who are Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So coming out of the Hallel, we are able to go on to the Ishanas. So L'chayra, what we're saying is that the Chasimas Hadin is because a person, even if we were not Matzliach over the course of the Aseris Yemei Teshuvah. But now, if at the end of the, towards the end of the Yom Tov, so if a person is now being mispalel, he's able to get to that Madrega, so that can still help us out with the din. Ezra Hashem, every din is a din l'tav l'meita, and every din was a din of Shefa Bracha. So, when we spell tomorrow, and if the Baruch Hu sees that what's going to our minds is Leman Chalikenu, so then that will be Marba the Shefa Bracha. That can still have an impact. So, Luchor, that's how we have to, that's the kavanas we have to have in mind when we do the Hakafis tomorrow. To try to get to the Madrega, focusing on what it's saying. But it's very, very, very few references that asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to listen to our tefillas. But we end L'cho Hashem Magdula Ve'agvura. Said on Shabbat and Yom Tov, so I mentioned the Medrash, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah and we're in Sukkah. The Lasa Lovei, as I mentioned many of the Minyanim, the Lasa Lovei, the Umma Salem are going to ask for a schar, because Baruch Hu is going to say, and they'll complain, if you'd given us mitzvahs, we would also be zechah. So Baruch Hu says, but Mishaychim Be'er Yom Tov, Yechum Be'er Yom Tov. But any ba betrunya im b'yaisa. I don't want to have shouldn't have tainus against me. So I'll give him a mitzvah. He gives him a mitzvah sukkah, and then it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu made it very, very hot, and they were mitzvah and they were potter. Gemara says they left the sukkah. So Gemara says, how could Kadosh Baruch Hu hold them responsible for leaving the sukkah? It was mutter. They were potter. It was mitzvah. So Gemara says, no, mivatei kaboyt. When they left the sukkah, so they were dismissive of the sukkah. Who needs a sukkah anyways? So that's what he discussed on Yom Tov. But many of the Mephoshim ask, and many of the Darshanim ask, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make it terribly hot? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make it rain? Classic mitzvah in a sukkah is rain. So loss of love, because Baruch Hu wants to get the goyim out of the sukkah, wants to give him a nisayon. So give him the regular nisayon. Why give him the rain? Why give it? Why make? So Phil and Shor Dulitz had a very important horror. My son in the Ari also had a similar horror. Says that in Shas, so when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to talk to Klal Yisrael, so he often talks to us via the rain. Right? It says in Chumash that Goyim Shemoya. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu uses the rain, and that's one of the barometers of how we're doing. God forbid there's a drought, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. And when the Baruch Hu was Vinasati Gishmechem Beitam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us we're providing for us, we're doing well. So the rain is an ongoing conversation with Baruch Hu. The sun is on. The sun is part of the Derech HaTeva. Kadosh Baruch Hu does. The Gemara says that when the Umas HaOlam need to be punished, Kadosh Baruch Hu will mess up the sun, make an eclipse or something. I'm not sure what it means, but the point is that the rain shows a certain kesher when you call Yisrael. And the Roshel. So he's not going to use the rain to give any sense to the Umas HaOlam. The rain is something that part of our conversation with the Roshel. He wants to be marking them. So that's why he brings the sun. So tomorrow, when part of the tefillah is the tefillah and rain, so he's the Aravis, Ari Nochal. So the rain is important for Chiyus. He's going to take it for granted. But Kadosh Baruch Hu determined that the rain is much more than providing us with chiyas. The rain is a Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to Klal Yisrael. That's how he. So when we're mispalel for the rain tomorrow, so we're also being mispalel, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be more magula. Right? The Klal Yisrael should be zochet to the niceness of having Yishmechem be'itam. So that could be the connection between the Hashanahs and then leading into the tefillah that the Aravos should be, daf using Aravos, to the Aravos, and that's the, and ultimately, the davening tomorrow is the davening for Mashiach, Kom Avas Mavas V'Yomer. Because that's the darga that we try to reach tomorrow. In other words, again, we're not asking tomorrow, we're not asking for Mashiach because it's going to make our lives easier. But it's asking for Mashiach because that way the Rabbanu Shalom will be more Megula. So that makes it easier to put together the Piskatava with the Leishanah. Yeah.
Versus like Yom Kippur, which is more,
yeah,
you
know, regret and tshuva and vidur. Yeah. Yeah. But here's much more belosh and tefillah than a mishan.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain theme like over Sukkot about like Mashiach, like the Torahs and the first time Shabbos Chomer?